All right, here I am, ready to sit down, do the show, and Frankie!
You see? See, what can I do for you?
Listen.
Huh?
Not pleased.
Oh, no, you saw it, huh?
Now, we had a good moment on Friday's show on the Sun Porch. You actually jumped in my lap.
I like your lap, Mr. Rob. I love to sit in your lap because it's so spacious and comfortable.
But this is an intervention because, as you know, we finally got the rug back in the studio. Brand new, clean. Mike's beautiful.
She is beautiful, no?
Mike's beautiful Oriental rug.
Oriental? You mean Asian?
No, I mean Oriental.
Why are you not politically correct?
Now, listen, don't change the topic.
You know, say.
Okay.
You know, say.
I go to sit down, and what do I see? Two solids and a half. You dropped me another present on the rug.
Mr. Rob, you don't understand. It's what I do.
No,
it's what chihuahuas do.
No, I'm not happy with what you do do.
You don't understand. I see a beautiful carpet that's freshly cleaned, and I just scream at me. I drive by it. I ride by it. And
You ride by it? Do you have a vehicle?
I have a lowrider. These Samoans are good.
Oh, have you been in Mike's cookies?
Oh, no wonder.
See.
Well, that chocolate's not good for a dog.
Chocolate run right through, Frankie.
That's right.
But you know, see, you don't understand. You don't understand.
I don't.
I see a carpet that's brand new and it is clean, and I spit up my Samoan.
Oh, you got coconut on your little Chihuahua microphone.
Oh, dear.
That's yummy.
He ate it right off.
It's a mic. Talk about a microphone.
You don't understand. I see a clean carpet, and all I want to do is like the fibers of the carpet have a direct pipeline to my bowels.
Why did you then do it when it was dirty? When it was a dirty carpet,
because
you did it.
Because it's the colors and it's the smell.
The earth tones?
It's the earth tones of the carpet. I don't want to go on the hardwood floor.
No.
Would you want to go on the hardwood floor? Besides, there's warmth that comes up onto my little Frankie hole.
No.
And I like to do it. I like to do it on the carpet better than the wood. You understand?
Now, I have a question.
What's the matter with you?
Maybe you can help. You've been accusing me of not understanding.
You don't understand,
help
Mr.
Me
Rob.
To understand.
You always yell at me. Why do you always yell at me, huh?
Easy.
Okay.
Heal.
See.
Now, what is your procedure when you see the carpet? Do you first smell the carpet?
What I see is I do a little, how will you call it in the United States? A pantomime, a play act.
A charade. A charade.
A charade, see.
Okay.
So I go to...
You sound older. Have you aged?
I've been smoking.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. But with what Frankie. Happened with Buzz?
I don't care. Hey, you got to go when you got to go, no?
Does Mike give you the cigarettes?
You see, I use all his old cigarettes. He's got hundreds of them.
Hidden everywhere?
Oh, all over the place. Marlboro, Territon, Palmal,
Tahoe,
Paramount. Parliament.
Parliament.
You
wonderful.
Name it. He's smoking. Oh, and a bunch of American spirits. So I go around the room and I go in a circle and I say, I'm not going to go here.
The perimeter?
I'm not going to go here. And then I go in front of where you sit.
Why do you always do that?
Because that's where it smells most like dog poop. It smells like you, Mr. Rock.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Davis. This is Ron calling you from the Daily News. How are you doing this morning?
It's Davis, and I'm not interested.
Okay, I'm sorry to have bothered you. Have a nice day.
Wait, that's your pitch? You consider that a sales call?
Well,
You know, I get a call from you guys every Saturday, and it's always the same half-assed attempt. If you guys want to close me, you should sell me.
All right.
All right, start again.
Hi, this is Ron from the Daily News. How are you doing this morning?
What do you want?
It's not what I want, sir. It's what you want.
Ron, now we're talking. All right, what are you selling me?
I'm offering you a subscription to the Daily News at a substantially reduced price. We're trying to reach out to people that have never had home delivery before.
Right, so basically you're saying that everybody else who already has a subscription is getting f***ed on this one?
I guess so.
All right, well, I can handle that. Tell me, why should I buy your paper? I mean, you know, I mean, why shouldn't I get the Times or the Voice, you know?
Well, the Village Voice is free, sir, so if you want it, you should certainly pick it up. But the Daily News offers you something no other paper can, a real taste of New York. We have the best features, more photographs than any other daily in New York, and we have the most reliable delivery in the city. Now, what do you think?
You know what I think, Ron? I think that was a sales call. Good job, buddy.
So you're going to buy a subscription?
No, I already get the Times.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 147 countries around the world, from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yay!
This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, Feb 22, 2011.
Right.
We're here, we're queer, we're not going swimming. We are over 5 million downloads and rising.
Cool.
We are joined today with a special observer,
yes.
Very big supporter of the show, and our good friend, our number one fan from Northern California,
right.
Cappy Pfeiffer is here,
Cappy.
She's been with us a very long time, has helped us enormously on the show, and we are always grateful, and we say, everybody says, why do you call it the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios? Because this is our number one fan from
exactly.
California. We're delighted to have her swinging by on the way out to Weirdo Land. She's going out to California.
Mike, they call it the land of breakfast cereals.
You know what my father used to say, Rob?
What's that?
You know why there's a, you know what? The weirdos all coagulate out there in California because there's Pacific Ocean.
They can't go any further
without drowning.
The left coast.
Whatever. Anyway, our show today is brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Type in for me anywhere.
Right. Okay. Okay, start there.
And they'll send that info to 56 travel professionals
wow.
who will then compete for your business. That's kind of cool.
Very cool.
I want to get on this website. How do you spell Manassas?
It's where. Can I have a little more something?
Yes, of course.
It sounds weird.
How about
it? Sounds weird in my head.
Yeah.
They will compete for your business. Let someone else do the research no matter where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Save time and money with My Vacation Experts. Just click their ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Okay, now I realize that when I went into the studios at the Edge this morning,
uh-huh.
and when I come in here, it's the same problem, so it's nothing wrong with the audio. I have a brain tumor.
Did they also have to put a rug down in the studio at the Edge this weekend?
No, but you know what? I'll share this today,
because okay.
this is cross-pollinization here.
Okay.
You know what I found today? I have, in that studio...
Assist.
I have a bunch of the papers are all like in they have little backings. What do you call those things?
Like a page protector?
It's a little thing that sets that you sit
like
copy stand.
An easel okay. or copy
I have
stand.
Little plastic copy stands
right.
and I have them everywhere. And I look to my left and right in front of the copy stand
yes.
was a perfectly bitten or trimmed fingernail.
Oh no.
Yes, right. That was my first thing. Oh! Oh, God.
No, I must ask, because so I've not visited you at that other
yes,
place yet.
I know.
You're in the guest chair.
Hopefully soon.
Yes.
All right, yes.
Believe me.
Really.
Kirk runs the board, yeah?
Yes, he does.
So you're in the guest chair.
Yes.
Technically.
Right. I sit directly across from
so
him.
So odds are it's your nail.
No, it's not my nail. I don't bite my fingernails.
Is it an exclusive morning show studio?
No, it's not exclusive at all.
Is there anyone with an Irish theme name that bites his nails?
The thing is, I don't bite my nails.
Like perhaps your producer?
You know what? There are people there on the weekend.
Oh, there's nothing, Mike. Now listen. We've all been in radio a long time. There
right.
is no cleaner, more savory bunch of people
so
than radio station weekend.
It's weekenders. So disgusting.
Yeah. They're the best yeah. people.
And apparently there's this lady that comes in and visits the overnight shock.
Oh, no.
And apparently it looked like a bitten spit fingernail.
Oh.
That's exactly what
so
it looked like.
So bad.
So
that
anyway.
Of a lady or a man, do you think?
I think it was a lady's fingernail.
That's somehow worse.
Yeah, but I know this lady, the suspect who is in, I know this lady, and she's
I
just
bet
not.
You do.
Quite right. So
she had to trim it to please her man.
It's very, very. It's just an odd environment.
Or he,
you know, indeed. Every radio station I've ever worked at, you have mm-hmm. people, creatures of the night,
yes.
that hang out, that come in and out, and it's just, and they're usually not the most hygienic people in the world.
When I was doing late nights or any shift that was available at the mighty WJFK,
yes.
there was a guy, and I don't even remember his last name, but his first name was Tony.
Mm-hmm.
He was a skinny African American gentleman, and he worked the shifts of the night.
And oh, I knew Tony. Tony.
And yeah. one time,
hey man.
Yeah, I think that might be him.
Yes, well, all African Americans say that.
No,
hey man,
it wasn't Lou Rawls.
Hey, you never find.
So I was working till midnight. He came in at like 11:15 and said, "Hey," I said, "Good, you know, come on in when you're ready." And it got to be midnight, and he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be 1, he didn't show up. Mm-hmm. 2, he didn't show
oh,
up. And I'm
my.
Thinking. Well, he might have gone out and gotten some, but 2 hours late. So I started creeping around the station. He went into the fax room, had a sleeping bag and was asleep in the fax room at 2 in the morning on a Sunday.
It's creepy.
This is what the kind of person is that works on the weekend.
We have the overnight disc jockey of the Edge is a man named Tom Grooms.
Right.
Oh, and he's been in this market for a long
yes,
time.
Sir,
a veteran.
Yeah.
A seasoned veteran.
I think Tom has probably done more mushrooms than Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Mushrooms.
I really, really think, you know, it's just, but who knows? He has the type of people that are just, that drop by occasionally. And how shall I describe them? NQR.
NQR?
To an individual, not quite right.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they're just odd people. They really are. We have a huge show today. Want to talk about something that happened to me on Friday night. Mm. And I will start with that today. Also, Omera's limo service over the weekend.
Nice.
And most importantly, my prank on Rob Spiewak.
You scoundrel.
Rob called me a scallywag over the weekend.
I was not. Well, you know what? Actually, it's a blessing, but let's talk about it when we talk
Well,
about
it's
it.
You. It was all about you on Friday, and I was just... Frankie and his habits, we've already covered really.
Yeah,
and winter, when is it going to be over? But I will start out with a piece of advice to all young married people out there,
good,
men.
Good.
All men that are they're in a relationship.
This will be helpful.
Okay, whatever you do, under any circumstances, do not go up against the wife and the mother-in-law simultaneously.
No, Mike, you're a veteran of marriage. You
should
know this.
This speaks to... what I like to refer as my Friday night, which I'm losing control of my Friday nights.
Yeah.
I can no longer manage what I ingest of an alcoholic nature.
Do you? Is it the deal where because you're depriving yourself throughout the week, you feel you want to make up for it on Friday?
No. I think it is simply the fact that that I arise too early, and that by the time it comes Friday night, I have not replenished my bodily fluids.
Right.
I am down. I am out. And if I don't go nappy poo, I'm toast.
You've been up since
but
the
I don't know
show.
I'm toast. I feel like it's the old me, Mr. Bar Owner me, afternoon shift me that can go back and do that.
I feel like there's been a trend in the past month and a half, and I think it's really because your wife's mother had just gone through a breakup, if you will.
I will.
Okay. I don't know whether that's kosher to say that or not, but you've said it, so there it is.
That's what happens.
Right.
So, after the breakup, it feels like your wife's mother has been around more. Am I wrong to say that?
You would be accurate as you continue to
perhaps
paddle the Oscar boat down Trouble River.
Mike, perhaps less specificity is what we need here. There's been a change in the dynamic.
There has been a change in the
Let's
dynamic.
Let's go with that.
That being
Sometimes
said,
he's like Kreskin that way.
I know, yeah.
I didn't say it was a bad thing.
No, neither would I.
And who would?
So, when...
I use streamers...
When you have that type of change in dynamic...
your mother-in-law has more time now.
Right. Do you feel like you need to entertain more?
No.
Okay.
And how could he possibly?
Really, if I can be honest, the fact that there's...
I can't be more entertaining.
The fact that they are more together is fine with me.
Yes.
Okay.
As a matter of fact...
Are you sure?
Rob... I'm fine with that.
You're not bothered by the team aspect.
No,
of that.
Because I go into my room, turn on the caps, and just vegetate.
That's when they do their plotting.
And I am totally content. They will sit there in the kitchen for hours on it. It does not bother me.
You are such a better man than I, because I remember one time the maddest Carrie ever got at me is when she and her mom and her sisters were together. Mm. And I always said that if they're together for more than 2 days, they turn on each other.
Okay.
But the first 2 days, they get together, and Carrie said, "We're all going to be together." I said, "Good. Should I light the cauldron?" Because, and once she finally understood the reference, she was very upset.
Carla and her mom don't turn on each other. They are a lot of fun to be around, and they're very low maintenance. There's not a lot of stuff going on. However. It was a combination of me and wine, and my daughters were here, I probably should have been a teetotaler, and my view of the evening was I was going to partake. I was going to join them.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm enjoying a nice glass of red wine with them.
Thought you
and
swore
my
that
daughter
off.
Is in the... that's white wine.
Oh, okay. Red just causes the headaches.
Just try to keep
going. I don't know. But my daughter's in the other room, and I thought that I was having a social glass or eight of wine.
Right.
And the thing is, I'm sitting there with them, and I can't tell you where it went south. Well, maybe I can. Okay. At a certain point, Carla, I'm sitting at the kitchen table. They're up at their at that, you know, that little bar area that we have right there. And Carla says, I think we're going to go downtown. We're going to go uptown. And uptown, incidentally, is like 60 seconds from here.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
We're gonna go blocks.
And suddenly, because of the red wine coursing through my veins, I begin to feel abandoned.
Oh no.
Because I've got my kids here. I'm enjoying the fact that we're all going to have some adult beverages. Yeah.
You set
here.
Out the night. You set out the night to be with them.
And they will spend hours here if it's a different set.
You've been
but I suddenly am saying, well, of course they want to get out of here because I'm here.
Okay.
And the paranoia ensues and everything. And so they finally I said go and apparently I'm starting my attitude at that point.
I believe that is probably a proper recreation of the tone.
Go ahead. No, it's more like let me see if I can do it. Be like this.
Here's what it was.
No, go.
Oh boy,
that really would be the way I said it. Go
right.
And
yeah.
So they and then Carla says to me, Can you come here and talk to me for a second? Right before they're going to leave. And I'm not going to give her that satisfaction going to let her tee off on me before she goes off to have a good time.
Right.
So I was like, we don't need to talk. And so she went out with her mom very briefly.
Wow, sure. You played this wrong from the word go.
And I go into the TV room to watch. What the hell did
something
I watch?
Good. Watch your marriage end?
Is your daughter in
Avatar?
There?
RJ, will you stop moving over there? You're knocking things around and you're shuffling and you can't do that. You take up too much space.
Could I rewind 30 seconds just real quick in this story?
What did you knock over?
Do you go...
Now, see, I've called the police.
RJ, it's been a nice run,
Do you go from your wife and your mother-in-law leaving to go and find your daughters, or do you just say, F it, I'm just going to hang out by myself?
I accept the fact that they're going to go, and I'm a little bit put off.
Yeah, of course.
But I go in, and then I plunge into Avatar with Elizabeth.
Oh, nice.
And I watch Avatar.
From the beginning, the Blue Cat movie?
You know, I know I've got it wrong. That wasn't the movie I watched. This is the red wine.
Let's say that,
I watched the movie with Elizabeth at some point during the weekend. There was another film that I watched.
Something. You watched something.
Saw 5?
What? No, it was not Saw 5.
Was it a lighthearted movie?
I don't know. I changed my mind. I don't know. So they go up, what's that?
I'm sorry.
No, they came back, and that apparently is where it gets a little fuzzy for me, because they came back, and I was very negative, and at one point, they both accused me of being negative, and it was like, will you please stop? Will you please stop? And I'm like, okay, I'll stop. It's just that, will you please stop?
Okay.
And I would say, okay, I'll stop. It's just that, and then, okay, that's it. I'm going. I said, well, go. That's where you've, I said, she said, I'm going to go to my mom's house. I said, well, that's where you've wanted to be all weekend.
Oh, dear.
And then, was it that bad? Yeah, it was, I suppose.
Wasn't good.
You were very positive about that.
And then her mother says, I'll bring her back in the morning. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, go ahead. And so they go. They split.
No.
They're gone. And they
split. And me and the daughters.
Do your daughters did they ever sit there? And
they
like,
hear this.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and they
what
probably
sucks.
Say they're so glad that I'm not a regular resident of their house because
they're
this is
a
what
guest.
They remember.
Hey,
I don't blame
Friday.
You. Yeah. I don't blame you. I always thought to myself, my parents would fight in front of me at all times.
This is
at
terrible.
All time.
I don't fight normally, and I'm going to say. And this is probably going to get me in trouble. I am including all of my bad behavior, okay?
All right.
But there were certain things in there where I felt
provoked.
A little provoked.
Mm-hmm. Needled?
And needled a little.
Okay.
Bit. Just a little bit, but they will tell you. Listen, there are three witnesses to this behavior, okay? There's me, there's a mother-in-law, and there's a wife, okay?
But if you step
and
outside.
It is two against one.
Yes, if you step out of it, all,
and
no
normally
matter
what. I do, especially if there's drink. You guys all know because you've all been the recipient of apology calls from me after I've had drinky.
No, but I mean, if you step outside of this entire situation, anytime it's two against one,
yes,
one has to rear up.
And you get cornered.
Right.
Exactly.
You get cornered,
like
and I probably overreacted. So, flash forward to Saturday morning, where I'm feeling miserable.
You wake up, your daughter's holding a mirror under your nose.
your wife is missing.
I wake up, I go to bed shortly thereafter, because it's early.
The day is over.
And if the day is over, the night has You know, the night has been terrible.
Only speaking from my own personal experience.
Yes.
Is it a morning that when you wake up, you feel you have to piece some things together?
Perhaps just obsess on.
Okay, and that's not the way you want to start your weekend.
Just a wee little.
Yeah, but I understand.
A wee little thing. And
happened to me once before.
Just once. Just
once.
Only one time.
It was called the 1990s.
That one time.
So, I don't know when I discovered this, but I get up in the morning, mm-hmm. and at one point, for whatever reason, I go to the front of the house. I go to the front of the house and open the door. As I open the door, I look over at the left railing of the front porch, mm-hmm. which is attached. It is attached to a column in the front of the house,
right.
and then to the structure of the home.
Big you have a lovely railing. Front porch.
We have a gorgeous front yeah. porch.
It's turn of the century house.
I look at this, and I look, and it is swinging out into the yard as though it were a gate.
Oh,
it's horrible. And then I notice that my storm door is open, too. I go to pull the storm door in. That cannot close because the little piston thingy uh-huh. is completely bent.
On the door closed.
And I just realized at that moment we have had 60-mile-an-hour winds.
Yes, we did.
It was a lot of weather.
And the door
weekend.
Apparently has torqued open with a level of force. I don't know how it's humanly possible mm-hmm. that this door could have done this. It has hit the railing on the porch so hard that it has dislodged it from the post, and it is flapping like mm-hmm. an open gate.
It's,
and
stayed there. It's held up for 100 years, Mike. What do you want?
And this, 100 years. And so I'm just looking at this going, well, this let the weekend continue.
Yes, yeah.
Let the weekend continue.
Damage. You're greeted by damage and destruction.
Shortly thereafter, mm-hmm. my bride arrives. She calls me. And she says, we're going to Costco. I'm going to Costco with my mom. We call each other. It's kiss, kiss, makeup. Everything's
oh,
fine.
Wow, that's good.
But, well, it wasn't enough to make it that big. But it was enough for her to say, you know, to
peace.
Hell with you.
Peace, yeah.
I'm getting out of the house.
Right.
And I didn't like that, but there's right. nothing you can do about right. that. So they're coming back. And so we're going to stop at Costco. I said, okay, I'll see you when I get here. So I go to the front door. This is the best part. And you can all relate to this.
Yeah.
Because I did not even anticipate that my word would be questioned on this.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Carla is unpacking the back of the car. Mm-hmm. And I come out and I point at the railing. I said, look what happened. And I said, this happened. I said, I guess this happened. I didn't hear this, but the wind opened the door, knocking this off. And Carla immediately gives me a look mm-hmm. that tells me, sure, it was the wind.
Oh,
like I had done yeah. it.
You did
like
it.
Drunky
McDrunk had
like
done it.
An Oscar,
and I'm suddenly, yeah. First of all, I didn't see it coming. I didn't anticipate it coming.
Right.
It's categorically untrue.
Right.
And now I'm all pissed again. Because yeah. then
well,
she
you can't
says,
win.
She goes, and what did she say? The wind, huh?
No.
And I look over, and she is looking at me, and the expression is the wind, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
and the mother-in-law is in back of her looking at me, going,
"Oh,
they,
no!"
They think, in your anger,
and she has
or
not
perhaps a fall.
She has
perhaps a fall.
We've talked about
if
that.
If I caused that with a fall, I would be hospitalized.
Well, we've talked about Mike how you gain momentum as you spin. It could yeah. conceivably happen.
Maybe you're peeking your head out the door to see if they were coming home yet.
It was, you know,
mm-hmm. you were looking out the door looking for love lost.
All I know is for the rest of the week, including last night, I mentioned it again. I said, I'm going to have to call. I'm gonna have to call the insurance company to put a claim on because I want to get this thing fixed right and fixed the right way. And I'm watching TV and I look over to her and she's giving me the look again. And now I am just
now it's insurance
do you know
fraud.
If you don't expect if you are yeah, blindsided yeah, by yeah. being accused
because you're innocent
you're not prepared
right.
and then you're completely on the defensive
huzzah,
about it
huzzah wazzah and it again was, it's two on I one will, you gotta rear up
does it she sucked. Still believe it's partly your fault
I think now she doesn't believe it at all
because
she
it was well simply, documented on the news what happened
she is working me on it she is working me
when they sent the camera crew out to the estate
right
so anyway yeah. other than that it was a real slice of heaven what a great effing
a nice,
weekend that
nice
was.
Start
it does
weekend.
Sound nice.
But
yeah.
be honest,
mm-hmm.
and this isn't anything against anybody.
Yeah.
Here. Is it tough to hang out with both of them a lot?
First of all, the answer is I don't know because I haven't done it enough.
Okay.
And my frustration, at least what I remember of it, my frustration was that they were leaving me.
And it had nothing
so
to
I
do
enjoyed
with-
being like the only guy there. I call us, sometimes I call us the three amigos.
Yes.
Because we do get along well.
You do.
Because they're both younger than me.
especially since
you
were staring down a long weekend
right.
and you said, you know what? We're going to have a night tonight, and it's going to be fun, and then they left.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you when I come back what else I did on the weekend.
Okay.
Three days that amounted to a big pile of excrement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay,
oh,
we'll take a break and come back right after this. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Netflix. It's not just movies. Most of the TV shows we discuss are available now on Netflix.
How's that?
I'm nervous because Cappy's looking at me.
It was the wind.
Oh.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
Like shouldn't be.
It's like one of our biggest fans in the world, and I'm just nervous.
Well, don't.
I don't get nervous. I really don't get nervous. But I'll.
No,
let me try it again.
Don't blow it.
All right. All right. You know what? Let me start again.
Okay. You want
Cappy? You can look at me while I'm doing this. Doesn't matter. I will not be nervous.
Don't Here be nervous, Mike.
Okay. Segment two is brought to you by.
Oh, this will make you.
Let
feel
me. Let me. Let me try.
Up a notch.
Let me just. Let me just make sure I get this right.
You got to ramp up to it, Mike. You don't want to mess this up.
It's a sponsor. It's very important.
I don't.
You get
I don't
want to
screw this up.
This is how we pay the light bill.
That's right.
I think this is going to be fine. All right. Let me try it one more time, guys.
Okay, here we go.
Our segment is brought to you by Netflix. Not just movies. Most of the TV shows we discuss are available now on Netflix. Watch them on game consoles, computers. iPhones, iPads, and iPod touches. Uh-huh. And even on your TV.
Wow.
For just $8.99 a month for a free trial. Click the Netflix ad on our website.
Where?
Website Netflix. Thank you.
Good
well
job,
done.
Tom.
Good read.
Thank you,
Tom. Thank you all
Mike,
very much.
Mike, I found the theme song for your wife,
okay.
yourself, and your mother-in-law.
Okay, all right, here we go.
You might enjoy this.
All right, here we go.
All right?
Let's listen.
Roll it.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, never, ever, ever, ever leave each other. We're the best three friends that anybody could have.
Exactly
I mean,
what it
the
is.
The three best friends that anybody could have.
That's
the three best friends
That's
that anybody could have.
Now, I get along great with them.
I could see Mike singing that as they drove away.
Mostly.
No, we established last week that when I'm get to that level, I'm Dickie. And I know I am because I
video.
Saw it because Carla videotaped
Dickie O'Mara.
And I think during the conversation.
Richard O'Mara.
I think during the conversation at some point,
right.
the videotaping came up again. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we should videotape you this week, too. And that made me feel in a corner again.
Wow. Don't sure, you? Sure. But don't you feel, and I say this with respect to your wife and your mother-in-law.
Yes.
When you walk into an establishment with those two lovely ladies, mm-hmm. don't you feel kind of. Like powerful
King
and special?
Of the world?
Yeah. I think
right?
it's, I'm very proud of the fact that that my mother-in-law is a very attractive woman as well.
She is.
And it's fun. And, you know, I would love to have her, you know, find a guy.
I
you
bet
know?
You okay. feel equally unhappy when they abandon you.
Well, when they went up there, I felt really here I am.
Yeah, there you are.
I was going to be able to just maintain my little fun time and hang with them. And I felt like, well, of course, I'm not good enough.
The grown-up left behind.
I'm the grown-up left behind. Thank you. Yeah. That's
what
exactly
happened.
What it
you
was.
You had to pick the one weekend I get to see my daughters.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
It's frustrating, but everything is okay.
But everything's
fine.
Great.
The weekend got better after that then. No.
To call it a weekend, really, a 3-day weekend, would have been, it wasn't for me. I mean, what I did was I am the limousine driver for my daughters, which is not unusual when you have teenage daughters.
Normal. Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
You right. should have known this when you bought an 8-passenger car.
And that's what I did. I ferried one to here. One had a job. One had a sleepover. Mm-hmm. One had another movie
very busy
engagement. And that's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm okay
cool
with that. And then that was taking them home yesterday. And
that's nice.
You know, that was
what
fun.
Do they listen to when they're in the car with you?
Sometimes now they are on this kick of a movie called Across the Universe.
I see.
So they are
listening to
redone Beatles music. So we are all together.
Nice.
And then Catherine, this was a disturbing trend. Catherine asked me 2 days ago if I liked techno.
Ooh.
And what did you say? Yes, of course. Right?
I said, get out of the car. No.
I said, honey, it is time to pump up the jam.
Did she say techno or trance?
She said techno. And she put on a little...
I don't mind if it's European.
Doesn't Carla love it?
But yeah, Carla likes it, and believe it or not, I don't hate it.
But for her, isn't techno like oldies now? Isn't that 10 or 12 years old?
I think that most what they're listening to is oldies.
It's two-step, it's trance, whatever it is. As long as she's not telling you she likes the rap.
The rap. And
oh, I don't care for the
rap. We don't want that rap music.
You know what I said?
Not in our household.
Where, Mike, where's the melody?
I know. It doesn't exist right now. So other than that, it was a very, very, it was terrible.
It was
one of the worst three-day weekends I've ever had.
Did you have, like, good socialization with your daughters like,
while
you're in the car?
Not as good as I normally do.
I
not
normally,
even in the car?
No, in the car it was fine.
So no aspect of this weekend rose to a level of satisfaction?
There were moments with the daughters where it was A-okay.
Okay,
and with everybody where it's A-okay. Uh-huh. But I wasn't one of those great weekends. When I am at my all-time happiest, I think I've said this before, are when Carla and my daughters are sitting like at a table where it can be anywhere, busting my chops in a nice, fun way.
Right. Exactly.
Then I'm happy.
Right.
Then you can bust my balls, you know, Dad, well, why don't you do it this way? And then they all laugh together at me, and that's when I am in a state of pure euphoria.
What breaks your heart is being ignored and abandoned.
That's it. Yeah. And I was just, I was there.
Exactly.
I was there. I would have, a couple of times I could have just gone out, you know, flatline, beep.
Nobody
they would have been just like, walk by. Dad's sleeping again. You know,
Mike, it might have happened. Thank God we have you.
A couple of times.
You're
so
back.
The thing about Rob Spiewak is I have figured out.
You are the dirtiest.
I have figured out his patterns of his internet use.
I see. Very good.
And the only time that Rob significant downtime where he is not at his computer, where he is not sitting there just wasting his entire life at a keyboard.
When is he vulnerable?
He is vulnerable on Sunday evening just after 6 o'clock because that's the Spiewak dinner hour. At least that's the way I perceive it.
I was cooking this weekend, so I was away from the computer.
What time, would you estimate how much time and what was the time frame that you were away from your computer?
Probably in and out through the day, but it was a big hunk, as Elvis would say, at about like 5 to 7.
There you go.
Because I was making
two whole hours.
I was making a dinner.
Right.
And because normally, even if I'm watching TV, I'm aware of my computer, same room, because I'll hear emails come in.
Now, you might be aware, if you listen to Friday's show, that Rob is involved in this fictitious bullshit.
Mike, first of all, don't say those words.
Cat.
It's a great event.
Just calm down. Let me explain.
Excited, Oscar?
Let me explain to normal people.
Yes, normal.
Let me explain to normal people what this is. This is this simulated social event.
It's a real event.
That Rob is doing on the internet called Cat.
Right.
It's gonna be
He's
great.
Doing it on Facebook. It really isn't anything
that
is really anything.
Wait a second. That's not what I got this weekend. Because Kara made me take her down to a fancy store for Cat.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're in on it, too.
A lot of people are buying new outfits
and we
for
got
Kat.
Her a new dress.
Okay.
A lot of people are excited, Mike, especially since Kat was canceled last year.
Is there anybody with me on this?
I'm with
you, the
Mike.
Last
Welcome
holdout.
To Green Acres,
okay.
Where we are the only sane ones left.
Okay, we're the only holdouts. Okay, can you just wait? Can you just let me say my piece on it, then I'll let you promote your fictitious crap as much as you want to do. So I hate Kat.
I'm not
there's,
in on it at
there's
all.
There's no seat. Yeah. Well, I am officially in on it now.
Oh, God, I'd love if you could come.
I played along. I played along. Well, you know what? You know what that'll require.
Well, yeah.
You know, if
the parents' fee.
Exactly. Thank you.
Right. Well,
thank you very much.
See, that's real.
I would be more than happy.
We can absolutely talk that, but we
if
need
you
an MC.
Double my rate, huh?
Well, I was going to double.
I will MC. I agree.
I'll triple what I intended to pay you.
Okay, that's great. I'll accept that. So Cat is this fictitious come to Cat, but it's just nothing.
A half
and
hour.
And it's an excuse for the tabs and the trips and the zips and the maps and the whatever their three-letter word names are. They're all, trip is four.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's a says online family.
Yeah, it's all his Rob's doughy, soft it's, people.
You are
that
just
he,
so
that
discounting the greatest half hour event of the year.
But I so I'm sitting there and you know, first of all, he obsesses on it on Friday, just destroying what was a very good radio show.
I know.
By talking about it continuously. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly I get what I would describe as
abandoned?
A divine moment.
I agree.
And I suddenly realize what I can do.
Sure.
I have the power to tell all of these people that Kat is canceled. Isn't that great?
It is brilliant. So evil.
I admired
this is
you.
So wrong.
I admired this you for this.
When so I great. Saw that post, all I could picture is Gargamel and the Smurfs just and the Smurf village just depressed.
The
Gargamel was just going crazy.
And what happened is Mike called me just as I was realizing that he had put this misinformation on the net because
right.
I'm a new owner of an iPhone. And
can
all
you
the
get me the thread? Can you get me the thread of the thread of me saying Kat was canceled?
All of the emails get forwarded to my iPhone,
right.
And so I've got to delete them out. And so I'm cooking dinner, and Mike, I technically had just dropped the dumplings in the stew, and I opened it was great.
We had a nickel for
it. Did it come out okay with
amazing.
The
amazing?
I've never heard of anyone freezing their turkey carcass.
Oh yeah, cool. You don't want to make soup right away.
Wait, do you have a big freezer?
I've got a second freezer downstairs. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Like a second fridge that's mostly. Right. For beer and turkey.
And it holds up okay with
yeah.
the freezer
oh, yeah.
burn
yeah.
and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah, oh no, right. you wrap it tight in plastic.
All right.
But anyway.
I'll have to do that on How Dare You.
So I look, I'd love to make turkey soup
right.
on air.
Okay.
So I look into the iPhone and it's exploded. Mm-hmm. There's hundreds and hundreds of emails.
So you hear an alert while you're down cooking.
And I'm looking at it, ding, 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 and I get into it and then I'm starting to see...
I'm so proud of myself.
I'm starting to see, this can't be, because they're coming in the reverse order that they arrive.
Right,
right.
What can't be? And I'm going down and finally I see.
Yeah,
Mike.
The very first, I think the very first one I got was no. Mm-hmm.
And it
no.
all rooted down to your thing that said, Kat
right.
has been canceled.
Kat yes. has been canceled.
And now even my kids are looking forward to Kat.
Right.
So I'm up there in the kitchen.
Those poor
Jabril
children.
Is there. Yeah. And I go, ah, oh, no.
Are your kids aware of the disappointment when this turns out to be a.
My kids.
What do you call that? What's this?
My
what's
kids
the
live
slang?
On a diet.
A ruse?
A ruse, but is there. Is it
well,
a
ruse would mean that there's not nothing happening.
Is a white elephant something that.
Yeah, a white elephant.
It really doesn't exist. Yeah.
It's, right, exactly.
That's what a white elephant
right.
is.
But,
right.
Mike, this is.
Did you
real.
Find it,
it's
Mark?
It's a sham. It's a scam.
All right, let me read the thread, okay? Because this was. I
it's
was
a hustle. You know
to be clear, though, it's still on.
Absolutely. I'll clear up the details. Just because there was a grease fire at Club Tropicana doesn't mean we're not going to.
I heard about the grease fire. I was
not a real event.
The llamas are
right.
fine.
So I write one that's, I heard a rumor that Kat is canceled.
Such a jerk.
And then I follow up with, this is Sunday night at 7:22. Mm-hmm. I follow up now. Was there anything before that?
Did you say it's official?
All? It's official. Yeah. So sorry that Kat has been canceled.
Oh,
see, that's
right.
if you apologize for something, then it just adds that credibility
right. yeah.
to it.
Yeah, you're sorry
and
to hear
let
it.
Let me see. Okay, how many... All right. How many comments do? Is this the right one? Please check with Rob if you are due a refund. And then they write,
right.
"No, I just rented my tux this afternoon." No, this is not the right one. This is the. Is this the original?
Well, it's black tie optional, correct?
Okay.
It's urban contemporary casual business sort of deal.
Okay.
It's what you
well,
want.
I'm
going to
be overdressed.
Well, you know what? That's great. All and right. because I'm hoping that you will do.
All right. Enough with this. Damn it! I'm trying to find the
Kat is not a real event.
Oscar, right. it's real. Will you do the raffle?
I'll do the raffle.
We're gonna do that like 25 minutes
like
in.
That. I've got some cookies we can actually put into the prize.
Glad they got here in time. Yeah. You know, Kat's this Monday.
All right, now I see. As I'm searching for this,
running out of time.
you right. sure are.
okay, here it is. This
okay,
is the one I want to mark. All right, I write the first thing I write at 6:51 is. I heard a terrible rumor today. The Kat was canceled. So there and I noticed that after I do this, something about the permitting being held up. If it's true, maybe next year.
Permitting.
Now I noticed that Rob is not responding. So I'm like, I got him.
Yeah.
This is the opportunity to get in there and to do oh damn it. I gotta hate your computer, Ronick.
You're not a fan of the touchpad,
wait,
are you?
Wait, so did you leave Friday's show pissed at the fact that Kat was happening? Or
I don't like anything that brings Rob this much joy.
It's
oh, okay.
not real.
Kat is real, and Kat
so
is happening, and
I
it's really
up,
looking great.
I thanks. 3 minutes later, I follow up. 2 minutes later, I follow up with, I just checked with the venue. Yes, it's true. Kat has
yes.
been canceled.
You confirmed it.
Evil.
And this is in. So Kent Smith is the very first one that goes, no!
Yes.
Then G goes, boo. Hi, Mike.
Hi, G.
She knew.
You know what? G has never been on board with Kat in the first place. She's ready to jump on
supportive.
With the misinformation.
Michael Kennedy writes, unlike Button, another one. Hank writes, maybe there's a house in Manassas where it could be held, a house with a porch. I say I'd love to, but can't legally. And it goes on and on and on.
Dozens and dozens of posts because, right. Mike, when you spread fake rumors like this,
right.
It's real. It breaks people's hearts.
At a certain point, I write, please, everybody. Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
I'm sure Rob can explain it. It just happens to be dinner time and the 1 hour a day he isn't in front of his computer.
Yeah.
So
well
we had a good time.
Done. Well
we,
played.
We had a. You want to take your computer back?
Good.
If I can just have a moment, Mike, to explain
Jesus
what happened.
Christ.
There was a grease fire at the Club Tropicana.
There was a lot of oily rags. Somewhere else. Do this on the internet.
A lot of oily rags at the Kochek.
This is you're earning a living right now.
Still on 9 a.m.
You're trying to feed your family right now.
The Blue Parrot.
This. You know what this does? This. There are people out there. The vast majority of people listening to this that are going,
no, you're right, you're right. But is it possible that Rob and I could do a quick, maybe 5 minute or afterwards that we can post on michaelmaroshow.com?
So you mean after this show?
So we can talk about the details?
Oh, no.
You can put it on my website.
Absolutely not.
Remember, the only thing that we need to take
we
away from
this,
the
details
park across the street.
Oh, yeah,
at the flea market.
Park. It's a morning thing. It's not even real. It's terrible.
Well, it's an abandoned flea market.
What are you two laughing at?
Oscar.
I was just excited to talk
about
the details.
Kat?
Yeah.
And when did you jump on board this gravy train?
No, I think on Friday.
Huh?
Because I had heard about Kat 2 years ago.
Kat is not real.
It's real.
But
it's actually,
I didn't
real.
Really know. Rob and I weren't friends.
Okay,
no,
if
we
Kat is real, then you tell me what kind of entertainment are you going to have? And don't pull it out of your ass.
No, it's
tell
great.
Me something that's really. No, it's great. As the mind goes.
Mike, the thing about Kat is it's very tightly programmed.
Right.
Although we've not finalized.
It's a half
yet.
An hour, correct?
It's from 9 a.m. to 9:30. It's at the Blue Parrot.
It's a very tightly
now,
programmed.
Now we'll start.
How many artists are going to be performing?
Well, they're not really artists as much as they're entertainers.
Okay.
We've got, I don't want to announce
singer
the talent
songwriters.
Yet. All right. A lot of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are there any national names that are going to be at Kat?
Yes.
Give me one.
Louis Nye.
Louis Nye.
F you.
Yeah. He's going to lead the prayer.
F you. Yeah.
He's going to lead the, and I didn't want to reveal it.
The invocation.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Okay.
And this year, this is also.
Oh, and at one point,
I didn't get
Bob Sr. picks on me too.
Oh, my dad is he doesn't have a job, so
he said something to me. And then here's the thing: Rob gives me a little nugget, right? You respond a little bit, then Robert and I respond back, to get hopefully a response. Nothing.
Brickus.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm not in their club. And Bob Senior,
not gonna talk
you nerd Nick, father of nerd Nick. You spawned a nerd. You are a nerd. I don't care if I'm ever in your little club again.
Oh it's gonna be
with
great.
Your golf cart in your boat.
Now listen.
What?
I know it was canceled last year, but there was some concern about Kat 09 this year. Not
Kat 09?
Yeah. Well, Kat 10
is that
was
like canceled. Is that a play on Kat 09 Tales?
Is it, Mike?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Is it?
Music. We got to take a break.
You no powdered sick. Eggs this year, Mike.
Thanks a lot,
all
Oscar.
All real eggs
thanks.
At Kat 11.
Thanks.
Bonus segment after the show, MichaelMaroshow.com.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Can't wait.
Welcome back to MichaelMaroshow.com. Our next segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show Zippered Hoodies.
That's right.
Wow.
The Mike O'Mara Show Zippered Hoodies.
When did we add the adjective?
These are quality 100% pre-shrunk cotton hoodies with side pockets and a bold TMOS logo on the left front. They're black and most importantly available in all sizes, small through. There we go. You'll look just like Justin Bieber, and you won't catch pneumonia like Buzz.
Right.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Are we guaranteeing that?
Yes.
In
yes,
the
we
store
are.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. Yes, I have heard on good authority that if you buy one of these hoodies, you will not get pneumonia.
That's right.
Ever.
That's right. Look at me.
There's some special property to them. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, Feb 22, 2011. What do you got for us today, Rob?
5 seconds to say happy birthday to a great kid, Aiden House. I know you love his father, Pat.
Pat House?
Yes. You know,
is that Pat's last name?
Yeah, House.
House?
Yeah. You want to know what's great?
Is he watching Ustream? What kind of a stupid name is that?
Here's the best thing is that Pat has a brother who is in the medical profession.
Right.
And he has a medical jacket that says
House.
Dr. House.
That's Dr. House.
Yeah, but his son Aiden, who is about the best kid you ever met, is 7 years old. Happy birthday, Aiden.
Let's sing him the traditional happy birthday song.
Seven.
Happy birthday, house.
It's all downhill
from here.
All right.
All right, very good. Mike, lots of fun on live TV. This happened on the Today Show this morning, and I stopped what I was doing and rolled it back immediately.
Cool.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse than it was. Mm-hmm. What you'll hear is they were doing the thing where they're outside, and also they've got this young man boy, Willie Geist.
Oh, Willie Geist is the man boy.
Oh, I hate this
Willie
guy.
Geist was on Monday, too, because he was in for them when they had President's Day off.
Right.
And Willie Geist is the you know what? Willie Geist could be in your club.
He could.
He has that kind of look about him. You know, he's got that kind of super turbo white look.
Uh-huh. He can't make the event, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm
he
not
won't
going
be a
to
cat.
Mention
no
that.
One can.
That's right.
Oh, but it's real. Mm-hmm. But here's what they're doing. They're teasing. You okay?
I ate some Samoans right before
the cookies.
The show.
Yeah. Well, they're doing the thing outside where
instant
they're
instant acid indigestion.
I think it was a conversation about Cat that gave you that.
Yeah, maybe that.
Everyone's excited. Right. Okay, it affects people different ways.
What does Willie do?
They're doing the thing where they're outside in front of the crowd and they're teasing the upcoming half hour, and they go to a videotape piece, so all you hear is the audio. And tell me this isn't horrifying, trying to figure out what's right. going on.
Also, remember Rachel Friedman, the bride-to-be who was paralyzed at her own bachelorette party in a freak accident.
Me. Oh, Jesus!
Get out of the way, get out of the way.
Okay. And it goes silent.
Oh, wow.
Did what? Somebody crash the Today Show?
Yep.
Oh, really? They got a whack job out there?
Yep.
I am. You know what?
Happened on Bill Maher Friday.
I'm not going to say.
That audio next.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
He got heckled too?
Again, yeah.
Yes. You know what? I don't, you know, I've been there. I've been to that set. I know what it's like at 30 Rock. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, I don't like to see this happen, and I'm amazed it doesn't happen more often.
Doesn't it sound horrifying?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I want to.
So they get. It sounds like they get bum rushed, right?
I want you to hear it one more time. Then you're going to hear the always prepared Ann Curry jump in.
Oh my God!
And then they'll explain.
Talk
what happened.
About the most ill prepared person for an event like that.
I can't wait.
Okay. Also, remember Rachel Friedman, the bride to be, who was paralyzed at her own bachelorette party in a freak accident.
Me. Oh, Jesus!
Get out of the way.
I thought I heard a gun. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Me too.
I thought I've got the gun, and then I hear Jesus.
Right.
Silence.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to start with the news because we'll find out what happened outside in a little bit. But let's talk about the news. New Zealand is reeling from a devastating earthquake, a 6.3.
Wow. Stop it right there. Okay. Now, how do they house clean? Do they give you anything, or do they completely
they gloss
over it? So they went back and
they
let us know what
they
happened.
They just ran that video cover for like the 5 seconds you heard with bad
static.
I can't
wait to watch that.
And then they finish up the news with Ann, and they're back inside, of course.
You know, I'll give Ann Curry credit. Ann Curry kind of took
the ball.
She took the ball, bam, she got right to the news. I'm okay with that.
Looked like there was someone yelling in her ear.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And start talking, bitch.
And do this.
Probably, yeah.
It is now 8:04. Let's now go back to inside Meredith, yeah. Willie, and Al.
Oh, they brought him in. They hustled him inside.
For Thursday. It is now 8:04. Let's now go back to inside Meredith, yeah. Willie, and Al.
Guys. We're certainly awake now, boy.
What happened?
Well, there was this gentleman behind the barrier there, and he, as we started to talk, he just suddenly said, Al, you caught the words of it.
God's gift to music, or God's gift.
And then hurled himself over the barricade.
He was directly behind me. I didn't see what he was doing.
It was RJ.
Some guy screaming until I saw you jump forward.
Yeah, I was gone.
I know. When I saw him first, I'm kind of watching, and I went to see where you guys were gone.
Yeah, well, we're very lucky that we have great security here that's on hand every day, and also the New York Police Department.
Put Al in your foxhole if you want to survive.
Exactly. So they wrestled the guy down, but they had Today Show security and cops get the guy.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like a long shot camera and just with a shot of Al kicking him in the side?
But Al,
don't you ever come on my set again.
And then Willie Geist wetting himself.
Willie Geist. Willie,
not my favorite.
You're in a bar fight. You're in a bar fight. You got Al Roker on your right and Willie Geist on your left.
Screwed.
Prepare for death.
But God. The thing that was so wild, this guy blew it because he jumped at the exact moment that they were not on television.
Right.
But when I heard Meredith, and apparently he was saying God, not gun. Mm-hmm. But when it first ran, I heard Meredith say, oh, Jesus. And I heard someone scream gun.
Right.
You know, they are really, it's amazing to me how loose it is there. I mean, you walk down, they have little metal barricades that are set up
there.
You're
at a concert.
They got that weirdo guy that's there every day. You know, the brother that's up there that always is like chewing on a sunflower seed and just going,
and I mean, it's weird that this hasn't happened more.
I'm surprised because I've been there. Yeah, that's when I knew my daughters were cool. We're up there and it's a winter morning and we wait. We get up early. We buy hot cocoa and we get a little donut. And I said, we're going to go watch the Today Show. And we're waiting with all the, you know, the ladies from Georgia with their stupid hats.
Right.
And they're out there going, hello, we're here. Going there. And they look at me and goes, Dan, I said, do you want to see the show?
no, it's too cold and stupid to stand out here just to be on TV for 5 seconds.
Right.
And I'm like, ladies, let's take our leave. Really? I was so proud of them.
Rightly
so. I was so proud of
them. Back to the bar.
Now, Bill Maher, this next cut that you have.
West Coast, Television City in Hollywood.
But also live television.
I thought about it, Buzz. You and I watch this show semi-regularly, and I know that Bill Maher does not suffer hecklers.
He doesn't handle them well either, and he doesn't.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. He does not handle them well.
He's a very funny man and I think a very smart broadcaster.
But he gets so pissed off.
He can't let the heckler get above him, and he does. He gets right under his skin.
You know, the first thing, and we're talking about the same one that we saw way back when he went into the audience, and I said to him, I'm watching that, and I'm saying, dude, you just...
Isn't that from the movie Heckler?
No, it might be, but I mean, I saw it actually on the real show, and I said when I saw this, you're guaranteeing this is going to happen again by behaving this way. So it did happen
again. It did. This is on Real Time with Bill Maher. And again, live television, it's one of the last good things to watch because stuff like this can happen.
That has to come with this or it's never going to happen.
Can't you see what Hellfire missiles do to Muslim women? Just last week, you continued to reify the lies about 9/11.
Dad, shut up!
No, I'll...
Does this happen very often?
Yeah. At this point, my thought is it shouldn't take this long to make this stop.
Their security sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It happened the last time, and they were lollygagging. I cannot believe this has happened
again.
That's
why Bill Maher went into the audience himself, because security was so slow to respond.
It continues.
Yeah.
And now does he just sit?
Yes, he just
sits. That went better in rehearsal, I got to say.
Couple of funny responses.
Well, you know, here's the problem.
Right.
Audience not responding. Audience probably scared S-less with this.
We live in a different time when you don't want this to be happening.
Right. His security is crap.
Yeah, they're not moving.
Where do they film the show?
CBS Television City, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think they do that.
Television City in Hollywood.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Bill Maher cronies.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Oh, dude, I'll handle your
security. How does the date end?
Never happened?
Not well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it does.
I once had to go into that crowd and throw a guy out myself. And I think I might have to do it again.
At this point,
it sounds like a prepared speech. That's all I'm saying is that, you know,
still going
an ad-lib would have been a little more impressive.
Such a real time.
Yeah.
He said that. That's funny.
One of the guests.
But
yeah, Kevin
Smith.
Was
it Kevin Smith?
Who also bombed on the show. But at this point,
he bombed on the show?
Yeah. At this point, Maher gets quieter and quieter and says less and less. And there are long stretches of dead air where nobody's responding to anything. And the panel is just sitting there staring at whatever's happening in the audience that we can't see. By the way, I don't know for sure, but I think this protester, like the ones before, were the truthers. People who call themselves truthers, the people who believe that the U.S. government was in on the bombing on the 9/11 attack on the World Trade
All
Centers.
I heard was Hellfire missiles.
Right, and he's talking about that.
All right, I'm worried, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Larry King.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up with this one?
Yeah, we can definitely close with this. No, I have one quick one after
this. Okay, let's listen to Larry.
The thing about Larry, you know, he's off CNN. He will be on with Piers Morgan tomorrow night.
Right.
But the BBC asked him about Piers Morgan. Mm-hmm. Not only is he taking a few shots at him, listen to Larry talk. This is not something we've heard before from Larry, okay?
No, I don't want to be horrible about him. I think he's a fine broadcaster. I think one of the problems they did was oversell it. He was going to be dangerous. He was going to be water cooler talk.
A little strokey, huh?
Yeah, and
maybe he got in a car accident.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
a bit his tongue.
I'm sorry. A prick the first day I met him.
Oh, yeah.
A prick to the day he dies.
Absolutely.
Why do you have to take a shot at your successor?
Since he's going on tomorrow.
You retired.
Right. Let's hear more.
You know, I mean, you got out of the game. Mm-hmm. Why take shots at the guys that are coming in after
Stay classy.
You?
You're
a ridiculous.
Yeah. Wait till you see me. I'm different. He's good. He's not that dangerous. They might have been better off just starting quiet, and that's not Pierce's fault. Or maybe it is. I don't know the company. I'm not inside anymore. Like him. He's certainly an acceptable host. He asks good questions. Maybe he interrupts a little too much at times. But if there was one thing, then he may have been oversold.
Oversold.
Yeah. Very mumbly there.
What a dick.
He is a dick.
He so is. It's so not necessary. Right. Larry, you got more money than Jesus. You're sitting there. No, but you just can't. The ego, you know.
Learn from Bob Barker.
Let us close, Mike, with someone. I'm sure you remember the name Connie Culp.
No.
No.
She's doing well, Mike. She's very brave. Okay. She's the woman with the face transplant.
Oh, no. Why?
This was the one more cut that he wanted.
I just want you to know that Connie Culp, now remember, she was shot in the face by her husband, and they sewed another person's face on her. Would you show this to the Ustreamers, Mike?
Stop it.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Oscar. She's doing well.
I don't want to look. I don't want to hear it.
Just because you let me into Culp
participates in a panel with other people whose faces are outside the norm.
As long as a woman has a good body, them guys don't care what you look like.
She's having a great time.
Getting a minute of Connie Culp's time is not easy. How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm starting to get my spunk back, you know.
Mike, she's getting her spunk back.
Why does she have to say words like that that spunk, make her cheeks puff out?
She actually looks
like I was tired. I feel really good.
The swelling in her face has gone down dramatically since she was first introduced to the world at the Cleveland Clinic in 2009.
The swelling is down.
I know.
And
go ahead.
She looks much better than I thought.
Connie Culp, Mike, is a brave, brave woman.
Thank you. That's the audio vault.
She's headlining at CAT.
Thank you. We're taking a break. We'll come back with Buzz of the News, and I'm going to just try to not be nauseous. Bye. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time to get our last segment of the day. Buzz and News, take it away. Boo.
Thank you, Mike.
That's great. Boo.
We're brought to you today by RIP Digital. Convert your entire CD collection to high-quality MP3 files without spending hours at the computer. And RIP Digital can find album art and track information that iTunes can't. Get rid of your CD clutter and get your long-lost favorites into your iPod or your home theater system. And you can get a $25 discount when you use the promo code Buzz.
Make it harder.
See? That's Kelly Ripa.
I get it.
That's all I can find.
From Kelly Digital.
Ripa.
Make it harder.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly Ripa, everybody.
Click the RIP Digital ad on our website and watch our video at ripdigital.com.
What's that name again?
RIP Digital.
Okay.
Make it harder. That's you right. Keep making it harder. You never make it less hard.
Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa for RIP Digital.
That'd be it's a match made in heaven.
Thank you.
Ripa for Ripa.
All right.
Hey, what's happening in Wisconsin could happen where you live, and it probably will. States and cities are running out of money, and the federal government's in no position to help this time. It's gotten so bad in Detroit that state officials yesterday in Michigan ordered the city of Detroit to close half of its public schools. That means that instead of 30 students in a classroom, there will be 60.
And so
it take them longer to get to school.
So not only are they telling them to close half the schools, they're putting the kids in the different schools
that
are open,
consolidating.
Oh
yes.
My God!
Why don't they do what Loudoun County does? Close the school when there's a chance of snow.
Nightmarish.
Meanwhile, back in Wisconsin, the governor is now threatening to lay off 1,500 state workers if Democratic lawmakers don't return to the state to vote on his collective bargaining proposal. As you may recall, Democratic lawmakers had fled the state, leaving the Wisconsin Senate without a quorum, so it could not vote to kill the teachers' right to bargain as a group. But the governor's threat might not work. Democrats see Governor Walker's plan as a union-busting bill, and they will have no part of it. There is a compromise that's been floated, a plan that would suspend collective bargaining temporarily and then bring it back, theoretically, once the budget is balanced. Meanwhile, the fight has closed Wisconsin schools and brought a week's worth of big public demonstrations that have been compared to the uprisings in the Middle East.
Dude.
A governor can't tell people to vote.
No.
I mean, I
he's trying. He's trying, looking for a way to force them to come back to the state. He can't send the police after them because they're out of state.
Looking from the outside in, and if you're in these states, obviously it's going to affect you differently, especially if you're in those fields.
Right.
What would you rather want? The governor claims that he says he's not looking to, he's not a union buster.
He says that.
He's actually, he's looking to balance a budget.
And that is true.
And where would you want to be if you are in your early 20s or late 30s or 40s, and if you don't work in these fields? What do you think that your state services are going to be affected if you don't actually make this deal?
I think that it is a pattern, and my politics would tell you that I think this is what these guys do, that you come in and you're union bust. And I think it's been done before, and I think there are other ways to get where you're going to go.
That is my theory as well. As I've said a number of times on this broadcast, that the teachers have already volunteered to give up some money, to give up some benefits. What they don't want to give up is their right to bargain as a group. for their working conditions going forward.
Which is the bedrock of a union.
Exactly. Without that, it isn't a union anymore.
And you would get an argument from people of a certain persuasion that would tell you that union's bad. You know, they should be dissolved because nothing good ever came out of a union, that they all vote Democratic, that they are all lousy. And I don't believe it. I think that really, you know, unions were born out of a time in this country where workers were absolutely abused from start to finish.
Unions got a lot of blame. Unions did not rape this country. Wall Street raped this country.
I will say, unions, you know, there have been many instances unions have screwed people, where they've taken advantage, where they have taken advantage of businesses and taken advantage of their membership.
But it's been argued that this is a Republican strategy. If we bust the unions, we bust the Democratic Party because the unions support the Democratic Party.
Right.
That's what a lot of people think is happening here.
But I mean, really, the way I understand this particular situation is what you were saying.
Right.
They are not saying we will not give you concessions.
Right.
We will negotiate with you now. We simply don't want to say we're never going to be able to negotiate.
Exactly.
Because hopefully times will get better. And when times are better, we'd like to negotiate for something better.
Please. Exactly.
I don't understand
where these protests are so big, it does look like a Middle East uprising. People coming from other states now, public workers from other states coming into Wisconsin to join the Wisconsin protesters because they know that this other Republican governors are watching this and this trend is going to spread.
It's half for the protest and half for a vacation. Well, this is the time to go to Wisconsin.
It is the time, yes. You want to be in Wisconsin in February.
It's the best.
You know, what's frustrating for me is you're talking about the teachers. Mm-hmm. You're talking about screwing the teachers.
It's their
fault.
Like
there's something more to take.
Right.
Well, Mike, after we beat down the teachers, let's go after the cops.
Yeah, let's get the cops and all the low-paid employees, the municipal employees that help make our country go.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
It's ridiculous.
On the subject of uprisings in Libya today, dictator Muammar Gaddafi is going down fighting. But he's going down. His 40-year reign as a madman in chief is nearly over, with some of his soldiers and police now turning against him.
That is really a mysterious music video.
It is indeed.
From the East, I believe. Yeah. Libya's deputy ambassador to the UN yesterday called his boss a genocidal dictator.
Yeah, but the man could wear a hat.
Yeah, he can't. I'm going to miss that hat.
Oh, man,
they had some great old footage of him on the Today Show. From the 70s.
Oh. I mean, he looked great like in a military hat. Mm-hmm. He looked great in the turban.
The colonel,
he was like a hipster. At one point, I thought I was looking at Keith Richards.
It's amazing, man. Could wear a hat.
Lovely.
A couple of Libyan fighter pilots who say they were ordered to bomb their own people flew their jets to Malta and defected instead.
Good for them.
But some soldiers remained faithful to Gaddafi and are following his orders, gunning down protesting citizens. Hundreds of people have been killed in that gunfire.
Did you know he loves flamenco dancing? It's true. They had a long list of facts about him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves flamenco dancing, and he won't stay above the first floor of a hotel. He hates elevators.
These next 3 months are really going to change what that area and that region is all about.
The world is changing.
Yeah, and you know what? The scary thing about it is there are a couple of ways it could go.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you've got religious theocracies in place, you're going to have a few more Irans, and that's not going to be good. But if you can get some decent democracy, I think it's going to take a long time.
Yes.
To really let it all shift, settle out.
Can any of them over there teach school in Detroit?
Well, we need
could
them.
Happen.
Bring them over here.
Couldn't hurt.
Officials in California are investigating some graffiti in the very conservative Orange County. Graffiti that threatens the lives of Governor Brown and President Obama. A spray-painted message on a wall in Santa Barbara says they will die soon. It's part of a series of racist and neo-Nazi type messages that have appeared in Orange County in recent weeks. In Montgomery, Alabama, the Sons of the Confederate Veterans is still celebrating the 150th anniversary of a bloody war their ancestors lost defending slavery.
Yeehaw!
He's referring to the War of Northern Aggression.
That's exactly what it is, Rob. The War of Northern Aggression. Damn, damn, damn. We lost.
There have been. Yes, you did.
I think we might get them next time.
Well, I think we'd get them next time if perhaps we was a little more organized.
What we did is we lacked industry.
That's right. If we had had the proper infrastructure and industry to produce more weaponry, we would have driven the Yankees out of the South.
Also, Paul always said that Yankees fought rather impolitely.
Exactly.
Mr. O'Mara.
No real dignity in their organizational behavior.
Mr. O'Mara.
Yeah?
Your carriage is ready.
Oh, thank you. you very much, Montgomery. Fix us two mint juleps for the drive down to Savannah.
I was hoping this character would show
thank you.
Up.
Thank
have,
you.
Have Birmingham bring it around.
Birmingham, would you be a dear and bring around the carriage? Very good.
Actually, there has been some organizing. They have been celebrating, the Sons of the Confederate Veterans. They've been celebrating the sesquicentennial since late last year. And
I've told the people on my land that you are more than willing to celebrate at the aforementioned times when I give you permission.
Well, now...
And that's what I'll name my daughter.
What's that?
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
She's lovely.
She earned that name.
I just got a new hoops for her skirt.
Her coming out party was lovely.
And now the Mississippi wing of the Sons is campaigning to get new license plates for their state that honor the Confederate general who went on to found the Ku Klux Klan.
Montgomery, speaking of Mississippi wings, bring some up, would you?
Those are
bring some up Chipotle
tasty.
Flavored.
By the way, sir,
like, yeah. It goes so well with the julep.
Thank you.
In Texas, lawmakers are about to pass a measure that would allow college students and professors to carry guns on campus. The proposal was inspired by the mass shooting at Virginia Tech 4 years ago. Gun proponents have argued since then that if more students and teachers had been armed, the gunman would have been brought down sooner. Gun opponents argue that more guns means, you know, more shooting.
But wasn't it true that...
WCPG.
Exactly.
W.
Exactly.
What could possibly go wrong?
When Gabby Giffords was shot, weren't there 4 or 5 armed people in the crowd and no one drew a gun on the guy?
Apparently
just
so.
Just a thought.
There you go. Think about that
quickly.
One. Yeah, well, really, seriously, guns on a college campus. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It works at VCU.
You want to get a little picture of this?
During finals
picture,
week.
You know, picture somebody. Picture Zoolander packing on a bad night.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Right.
And you know,
well,
really,
he's packing on a bad night. Hey. Not that type of pack.
Oh dear.
Oh.
Just kidding, Zoolander.
Oh, that's funny.
And really, the guns at VCU weren't most on campus, mostly just in my neighborhood, just off campus.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, finally, all too often, we have these stories about some guy having his way with an animal. In this case, from Litchfield, Connecticut, a dozen people, including clergy, have spoken in defense.
RJ, I hate Buzz. I keep doing that to you, but I got to go backwards and forwards.
That's right. Oh, that's
it
fine.
Sounds really loud. Hi.
The thunking sound.
Okay, so you hear that?
We moved some furniture Friday. That might have right, had something to do with
that.
It.
We'll
stabilize.
Start
that.
Again. I screwed
my pleasure.
Finger.
No problem.
From
at
the
all.
Beginning of the newscast, Buzz.
Right. Yeah, because you were going to do a story about
sex with animals, sadly.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. All right.
Yeah, and we see these stories way too often.
Right.
But in this case, from Litchfield, Connecticut, a dozen people, including clergy, have spoken in defense of the defendant, a 63-year-old man who was caught up to his elbow with a horse.
Oh.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
Now,
Wilbur.
Every American charged with a crime deserves the best possible legal defense. This guy got Ralph Crozier, Esquire.
Ralph Crozier.
Quoting Ralph, his lawyer, if this was a guy and a sheep, and I've had a few of those cases, this wouldn't have gotten nearly the media attention. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show is brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free,
yeah,
it can save you money. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll send that info to 56 travel professionals.
That's a lot.
I have to ask this. Why not 57? No, I kid. I kid because I love.
The 57th is Ralph Crozier.
Now, these 56 will then compete for your business.
That's right.
In other words, they'll find you the best deal.
So whoever does the best job for
excellent.
You.
Excellent.
It's that easy.
Right, cool.
Let someone else do the research, uh-huh, no matter where you want to go. Because, you know, even with the internet, mm-hmm, I literally say to myself sometimes, God, you try to rehearse, you try to research travel.
Right. Oh, it's tough.
And, man, it's a nightmare.
Pain in the ass.
A nightmare.
You end up in Japan away from your husband.
No matter where you want to go, save time and money with My Vacation Experts. Just click their ad at MikeOmaraShow.com. I'd love to check them out today.
You should.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Cappy, did you enjoy day one?
Enjoyed it.
She
that
gets
great.
She
thank
gets
you.
2 days. She's going to be here
oh,
tomorrow.
Great.
And then it's back to California, where I cannot, you know, ensure that she won't run into a wingnut.
That's hard.
Absolutely.
It has to happen.
So long, everybody. We'll
bye-bye.
See you tomorrow.
Ciao,
bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.